This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The House is set to vote today on repealing and replacing Obamacare, and indications are there may be enough votes for it to pass. Republicans are downplaying the criticism that the Congressional Budget Office has yet to evaluate the costs of the new plan since a previous version of the bill has been scored. Now, if it does pass, it'll face an even tougher road in the Senate, suggesting that for now there is still Obamacare. And there's new research showing that free annual checkups for people on Medicare required under the existing law aren't saving nearly as much money as intended. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
One way to improve health and save money? Catch a problem before it happens.
I remember meeting this woman. She was in her late 60s, and I was meeting her for the first time.
Dr. Ashana Ganguly works at the Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. These visits are pretty prescribed, getting medical and family history, updating lists of prescriptions and physicians, lots of screenings. It helped Ganguly discover the woman in front of her was a pre-diabetic. The two hatched a plan.
What we settled on was that she would start to see our nutritionist, and we had scheduled another visit to follow up on how things were going.
This is the poster child of wellness visits, making diet and exercise changes to hopefully avoid the expensive care that comes with diabetes is just what Medicare wants to see. But new research, headed up by Ganguly, shows just 16% of people eligible went to one of these visits. Maybe because lots of people still don't know about it. Maybe because lots of docs haven't set up systems. Ganguly finds visits are much more common in some cities than others. It certainly doesn't help that these appointments, which remember are supposed to be free to patients, may come with surprise bills.
You're in for your annual wellness visit and you say, oh, right. Also, I've been having this protracted cough. And they take a look and they write you a prescription.
Casey Schwarz, a lawyer with the Medicare Rights Center, says it's natural for patients and physicians to blur the line between a wellness visit and just a regular old doctor's appointment.
That is a diagnostic service that's not part of the annual wellness visit, and so it's not covered at 0% cost sharing.
The federal government has already invested heavily in the program, with Medicare paying as much as $170 just for the visit alone. Some Medicare recipients even get $25 for showing up. No evidence yet, though, has emerged to show these appointments are helping seniors' health or saving taxpayer money. What we know so far is that it's always easier to talk about the importance of providing preventive care than it is to deliver it. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.